Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2024. US futures are pointing to a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in the negative territory following the negative performance the prior day and largely weaker Asian markets today. US dollar is stable against the Japanese yen, but firmer elsewhere. It is the strongest on emerging markets and commodity crosses. Treasury yields are little changed overall, up at the short end and down at the long. Base metals are leading the commodity market gains. Gold is higher and crude oil futures are down. Bitcoin is swinging sharply lower. In macro news, the sticky inflation concerns continue to be the overhang on market sentiment. While the resilient macro results have been a key cushion for stocks amid the hawkish repricing of the Fed pivot expectations. Elsewhere, the Bank of England is expected to stand pat next week, with the first cut expected in the third quarter. In Asia, the Bank of Japan tightening expectations concentrate around a March rate hike, with local newspapers already reporting that the central bank has begun preparations to exit the negative interest rate policy next week. The final decision will come after the review of the first round tallies of wage talks due today. However, there's already a flurry of reports highlighting agreements to union demands on pay hikes. Source reports have also noted that the BOJ is considering eliminating yield curve control next week and ending other ETF purchases. On the data front, China's new home prices declined in February at the fastest pace in 13 months, according to Reuters for calculation. China's efforts to revive its housing market have yet to show signs of success, with the value of new home sales also falling sharply last month. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is the March preliminary Michigan consumer sentiment. Focus is also on the March Empire manufacturing, the February export prices and import prices, the February capacity utilization, and February industrial production. The notable earnings reporter in the U.S. today is Jabil, posting results before the open. In corporate news, Fisker is engaging in a strategic partnership with a large automaker, according to the company in an emailed statement. United Airlines is working on an agreement to secure 36 or more Airbus 321 neojets from aircraft leasers, as it seeks to replace the delayed Boeing 737 MAX 10 orders, according to Bloomberg. The article notes that the planes are due to be delivered between 2025 and 2027. In Asia today, equities turned weaker. The heaviest losses were in Hong Kong, with technology and Chinese developers down around 3%. Taipei was weighed down by TSMC, which also offset Foxconn's post-earnings rally. The Korean and Australian markets were the other notable decliners, while Japan's Nikkei was little changed. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, March 15, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.